Hello, everyone. This is Dr. Clark from the Center for Weight Loss Success. And on today's podcast of Weight Loss Surgery Success, we're going to talk about the importance of support groups. And we're going to talk to Dan Hughes, one of the support group leaders here at the Center for Weight Loss Success, and get some discussion going about that. We'll be right back. Welcome back, everyone. On today's episode of Weight Loss Surgery Success, we're going to be talking to Danny Colley, who's one of the support group leaders here at the Center for Weight Loss Success, one of our counselors as well, and talk about the importance of support group. Danny, go ahead and say hello to everybody.
Hi, everyone. Thanks for having me today, Dr. Clark.
Danny's been with us she's been with me close to, almost 20 years now, and does a lot of things around here at the office. And she also has a lot of interest outside the office, which are very interesting too. But anyway, tell us a little bit about yourself, Danny.
Well, Dr. Clark, you're dating me, 20 years. And during that time, I've had the privilege to know so many patients and see them progress and excel and seeing the changes with the program in weight loss surgery, and it's very exciting, and I really enjoy being here, and it's a wonderful place to be.
Absolutely, and we're glad you're here. Okay, so let's kind of dive into today's topic. We're talking a little bit about support group and how important this can really be for anyone's long-term success, short-term success, but long-term success, and actually just the educational process of this. So kind of let's talk a little bit about the support group here. Kind of walk us into this. Who can attend? What are the criteria? Just walk us a little bit into all this. What is it all about?
Okay, support group here at the Center for Weight Loss Success. It's open to all people that have had weight loss surgery. It does not matter what procedure you've had a sleeve, gastric bypass, adjustable band, and you did not have to do their surgery. It's open to anyone that had surgery anywhere. It's also open to patients that are in the process of they're waiting for surgery. They are scheduled and they're waiting for that their surgery date to come up, and also patients that are in the decision-making process and just would like to talk to some other people that have actually gone through the process. That is an excellent opportunity for someone to come to a support group meeting and help them to make that important decision.
Absolutely. It's a great way to kind of be introduced to other patients that have gone through the surgery itself, just learning more about surgery. A lot of times when people have questions before surgery, or if they're just contemplating going through surgery, support group's a great place, and we encourage people to do this. Get into support group ahead of time so you can talk to some of the people. What have they experienced? Because typically at support group, there's going to be a whole range of people from different operations that were done, as well as how far out from the surgery. They may just be a few weeks out from surgery, out to years and years after surgery. Some of them have come back because they're struggling again. But it gives you that broad kind of connection to many people. And often it can give you someone or a few people or a group that can really help you make decisions, but also help you in some of the support of all this. So when we talk about just support, which is, I guess, the basis of support group, what does that really mean, Danny? What are we talking about here?
Well, the support, when you come to a support group meeting, what you will gain from it, well, first of all, you have to talk to people. But I would sum it up as saying support and understanding. It gives you the opportunity to meet other people that are in the same situation as yourself. You can exchange ideas, you can ask questions, and you can vent. You can safely vent, and they'll understand what you're talking about. Hopefully, you'll leave feeling encouraged. When you leave, you'll feel better, you'll feel encouraged. And every meeting, we have a different topic. There's some sort of education. We have guest speakers. We have psychologists, we have Dr. Reese. She's going to talk about stress. We have the plastic surgeons come and speak, and they talk about surgical plastic surgery options after you've lost weight. So we try to keep it in tune to the needs of our surgery patients and keep it interesting, as well as give the patients time to talk amongst themselves.
Right. We try to keep it somewhat, not a true agenda, if you want to say it. We usually have a topic that we're going to talk about, and often if there's a guest speaker, they'll often have a certain time that they're going to speak, but we like to make sure that people have plenty of time to interact, ask questions. I like to be there or be around at least the beginning and the end of, so I can ask questions, talk to people if they have questions of me, I can fill in things either on about the procedures or afterwards or eating or whatever it is they want to talk to me about. But I also agree with you that there needs to be some time where people can actually truly kind of discuss some of the problems too. And often I find that if I'm in the room the whole time, people will hold back. And so, yes, I like to be there and like to be around and be supportive, but I actually like to get out of the room sometimes so that they can actually have, sometimes people will open up more than when their surgeon or their physician's not sitting in the room and they're thinking that I'm going to judge them. And hopefully I'm not going to judge them anyway. But often if I'm sitting there, I think sometimes people kind of, they hold back on their comments and they hold back on what they're really thinking. So I think it's an important thing that it gives them a way to discuss amongst themselves. And hopefully that's a healthy thing, because as you know, every once in a while topics can sometimes drift off into, we try not to get to that, how can you cheat the operation? We try to avoid that part, as you could probably fill in even better there, Danny.
Well, Dr. Clark, you're exactly right. I do think the patients feel like they need to be on their perfect behavior when you're in the room. And one thing that they all are aware of, that having weight loss surgery doesn't make you perfect. You still need to try to change your old habits. Those old habits are still hanging around to tempt you. And and those old habits are the same ones that want to make you cheat. And so perfection does not come with weight loss surgery. And but giving it a good try and being honest and forthright, and you can get so much support. And support group is not a forum to exchange your little cheat ideas, because what might be a little cheat for someone could open a really bad door for someone else. And so we don't want to do that, because you don't know how you're affecting someone else when you go down that road. So we really try to keep it on the up and up about what you should be doing, because probably we all need to be reminded that from time to time.
That is absolutely correct. We all do. None of us are perfect. Weight loss is hard no matter what, whether you have surgery, didn't have surgery. Weight loss is hard. We all drift. We all, every once in a while, like to, if you want to call it cheat, but we drift away from what we should do. But one of the great things about support group, though, when we talk about situations, like if there are different situations that might be that I struggle with, if I'm a patient and I struggle with this situation, often there we can come up with solutions together, because most of the people in there have the same situation, and they may just not have verbalized it, but or they may have had the same situation and they figured out a really good solution to it, and a good solution, and it's just talking about that and getting those ideas out there. So a support group, I think it's so important in someone's weight loss journey there. And I think you hit that on the head very well. Now, kind of, we did want to touch a little bit about kind of support systems, okay, because the support group, yeah, that's okay, we get a group to get together, but just for anyone going through weight loss, and specifically weight loss surgery, kind of that support systems, you know, how important is that? And, we talk about this all the time.
Support systems are huge. They are not the same for every patient, but no one, it's a long, lonely road if you're out there all by yourself. And support systems are not the same for every patient. As a matter of fact, they probably are very different for every person. And a support system could be your family, your spouse, your children, your siblings, your friends, maybe even coworkers. But then what if you don't have anybody? What if you are on that lonely road and you're kind of all by yourself in this? Then there's support group, and you just need to take this, and you need to make a support system for yourself, because it is so important. This is not an easy, change is hard. And just because you have the surgery doesn't mean that all the changes that come with it will be easy. And so having those support people to give you that encouragement, to exchange those ideas, that is just, it's a key to success, I think.
Absolutely. And I think that kind of really winds it all together. The support systems, however you do it after weight loss surgery, is very important. Some people truly probably don't need to go into the formal support group, but they truly need to have a support system, and they need to develop that system over time. Obviously, the buddy system works really well, but sometimes you need more than that. So I guess I would encourage anyone who's considering weight loss surgery, has had weight loss surgery, is really to get involved in some type of support, whether it be that your surgeon's formal support group versus developing those friends, family, that friend and family plan, is that you have that support system there that's going to help you, because there will be difficult times. It's an incredibly rare person that just fly through surgery, doing absolutely wonderfully all the time, don't run into all those barriers or hurdles, and they just kind of, life goes on just wonderfully for them. Because weight loss is work, weight loss is hard, and even after surgery, it's hard. So kind of, I'd like to, anything else you can think of there, Danny, before we wind up this thing? But I think we covered some of the most important topics that we wanted to hit.
I think we covered it. I just would like to really encourage people, if they haven't attended a support group meeting, just check one out sometime, no matter where you are. Just check out a support group. You might find that there's great benefit and a lot of help for you there.
All right, Danny, thank you very much for taking the time to speak with us today. I'm sure we'll have you back again on another podcast. If you're out there and you're looking for more information, just take a look at either our corporate website, which is cfwls.com, or kind of our Losing Weight USA. You can get more information there. You have access to me weekly as we do a live webinar. But again, that's Losing Weight USA, which is www.losingweightusa.com. Thank you, everyone, for listening. Remember, it's your life. Make it a healthy one. Take care, everyone.